This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Now the shoe is on the other foot. It's bosses with their own great resignation. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, President Biden this afternoon is scheduled to authorize a multi-pronged executive order on artificial intelligence. This is the first attempt by the federal government to regulate AI. Marketplace Washington correspondent Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, I see 8 parts, including categories like AI safety and security. What are the broad parameters here?
Well, David, the order requires companies building the most powerful AI systems to test them for safety and security and then release the test results to the government. The White House will also recommend but not require watermarking to label content created by AI, and that's designed to make it easier to identify deepfakes and misinformation.
The White House is also using this executive order to give human workers, I guess, a fighting chance, buttressing the workforce. See anything concrete there?
Yeah, the really concrete thing here is the administration is telling federal agencies to make it easier for U.S. companies to recruit AI talent. The White House instructs federal agencies to streamline criteria, interviews, and reviews for visas. The executive order also talks about mitigating the risk of bias and workers losing their jobs because of AI.
And there are limits to what the administration can do alone. What do they want Congress to do?
Yeah, the White House is calling on Congress to pass data privacy legislation. There's also a short paragraph at the very end of the executive order that says more action is required, and the administration will continue to work with Congress to pursue bipartisan legislation.
All right, Nancy, thank you. We're also covering the United Auto Workers and Jeep Ram maker Stellantis reaching a tentative contract agreement with outlines similar to the UAW's deal with Ford and Stellantis agreeing to restart an idled factory in Belvidere, Illinois. Meanwhile, there is no deal with General Motors, and the UAW has expanded its strike to a facility in Spring Hill, Texas, that does engines for Caddies and Silverado and GMC pickup trucks. Around 56% of Native American households own their homes, according to Harvard's Center on Housing Studies. That's 15 percentage points less than white households, a gap that doubles in states with high Native American populations. And a new report from the Government Accountability Office finds that federal oversight is not helping. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
Most tribal land isn't owned outright by individuals. It's held in trust by the federal government. Real estate transactions involving that trust land, so most that happen in Indian country, have to be approved by the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
This process was designed to protect the ownership interests of tribes and tribal citizens.
But Anna Maria Ortiz with the Government Accountability Office says it sometimes gets in the way of Native homeownership when the BIA misses its own deadlines to approve mortgages or doesn't communicate with tribal leaders about the status of applications.
Those delays work to the disadvantage of the tribes and the homeowners.
Nancy Pindus looks at housing needs in Indian Country for the Urban Institute. In recent years, she says delays could have exposed Native homeowners to interest rates and construction costs that just keep rising. And
because it's a long and cumbersome process, it has discouraged many lenders from being active on tribal lands.
adding another potential barrier to Native homeownership. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The executive suite is having its own, albeit delayed, big quit. From January to September of this year, more than 1,400 CEOs have left their job. That's up by about 50% from the same period last year. And it's the biggest turnover in more than two decades, according to a monthly report from the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
There's a theme popping up in Ash Atavli's conversations with CEOs.
I've done this. I want to take time off and I want to go do something else.
Atavli is a senior managing director at Robert Half, an executive recruiting firm. And he says for some leaders, doing something else means taking on a less intense role at a nonprofit. For others, it means retirement.
You take your entire company through a global pandemic. You're exhausted.
Yes, CEOs face burnout too. And a lot of them have been in their roles longer than they ever expected, says Yojud Chang, a professor of business administration at the University of Virginia.
The COVID era is kind of a survival period for a lot of companies. A lot of them chose to kind of stay the course with the CEOs that they had. They thought, you know, dealing with COVID wasn't the time to go through a major leadership transition.
Now that the pandemic's dust has settled, more companies are shaking things up at the top. They're ready to find a new leader who's more prepared to address how the world has changed. And Cheng says when a bunch of companies make that move all at the same time, it causes a ripple effect of CEOs retiring or being poached.
Because when you think about a CEO labor market, it's really not a huge pool of candidates oftentimes. And so any movement at one firm can have implications for all different firms within the economy.
Now, some of this churn is normal. Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says many CEOs are baby boomers, after all. And a flurry of retirements doesn't necessarily signal something bad happening in the economy. In fact, it might be the opposite.
In some ways, it's a signal that maybe there is a little certainty that has entered the situation, and it makes boards and company owners more comfortable changing out that top role.
In other words, CEO turnover may be one sign that the economy is stabilizing. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.